And now, in the last part of this program, here is a small excerpt from a conversation with Brother Sonam, a former student of Baba's University, who was blessed to compose this bhajan. He shares with us a story related to this composition.
अखिल जगत के दाता साई, अखिल जगत के दाता साई, शिरडी निवासी भगवान, दर्शन दो भगवान साई, दर्शन दो भगवान। कलिमल भंजन परम दयावन, करुणा निधि श्रीवासा, करुणा निधि प्रतिवासा, शिरडी निवासी भगवान, दर्शन दो भगवान साये, दर्शन दो भगवान।
I'm really tempted to ask you, what was the thought process? Because this bhajan evokes so many emotions. So what was the thought process in your heart when this one came out?
In fact, just when I had sung this bhajan in the studio, and that was my first experience ever, singing a bhajan in a studio in Bombay, in a recording studio. And there was this music director, there were a lot of very good artists, very good sitar player, wonderful flutist. And I was feeling completely lost, and I went to the console room, kept Swami's photograph, offered Mangal Aarti, and prayed to Swami, please help me. Another thing that happened was, I had given these songs to an arranger, a very famous arranger. Beforehand, I had sent him the cassette of these songs so that he would arrange the music and keep it ready for me. Now the studio was booked, and Mr. Pandurang Dixit ji, he condescended to come to the studio.
Wow.
And since he was in person there, he brought people of his caliber to play. And the music was not composed by this gentleman. And I said, what am I going to do now? I was a bundle of nerves then. Then he said, you have composed the bhajan, why don't you do the music also? Just tell me the music, I'll write it down, and I'll just arrange it here. I'll just distribute it. I'll tell the musicians. You tell me, because you have composed the bhajan, you'll be the best person to compose the music also. So a novice like me, I sat in a corner, and that Atma Nivedan, if you listen to that album, every bhajan has a two-cycle, a small, you know, one-cycle music. And it was done, and this is how Swami again, you know, lifted me up in the studio itself.
Amazing.
And when this bhajan was sung, those who were doing the chorus, they came out and they were all weeping and crying. I said, what happened to you? Because it was not happening to me. Akhil Jagat Ke Data Sai, they said this composition is so beautiful.
Absolutely. And when you just mentioned that they cried, but it didn't happen to you. I remember apparently one Swami said that, you know, that's how responsible the position of a singer is, Swami said, you know, even though sometimes you may not have feelings, there are so many other people who are depending on you to convey their feelings to the Lord, and that is why you have to sing it well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And when people tell you that, you know, there is one way of complimenting, that you sang it very well, which is a very technical, you know, in very technical terms, somebody tells you that, oh, you did this well, and you did that well, and that, you know, here in our parlance, that touch was good.
Yes,
you know? But when somebody tells you, irrespective of anything,
correct,
you sang it with lot of feel.
Yes.
You know, that is what we want to hear. Now at this stage, this is where we are, that
exactly.
I want people, when people tell me that there was lot of feel, brother.
Yes.
You lifted me up.
Yes.
And then you feel that, okay, Swami, my life is worthwhile. That singing was worthwhile.
So that was Brother Sonam, a former student of Baba's University, sharing with us his reflections on this composition and about bhajan singing. And with this, we come to the end of this present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed this episode. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. The background score was done by T.S. Ramakrishnan from Chennai, another alumnus of Babas University. As always, we welcome your feedback and comments. Please feel free to write to listener@radiosai.org. We offer this humble attempt at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan.